Thursday, January 2nd. First reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 22 through 28. Beloved, who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son does not have the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made us, eternal life. I write you these things about those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him remains in you, so that you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and not false. Just as it taught you, remain in him. And now, children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be put to shame by him at his coming. Haida Commentary. He who denies that Jesus is the Christ is Antichrist, is in a special manner an adversary of Christ and the Christian religion when he denies Jesus to be the Messiah or that he has been from eternity the true Son of God. He who denies him to be the Son, neither hath he the Father. He who denies either of these truths denies both. He who denies the Son of God to be the eternal Son denies the Father to be the eternal Father. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. That is, what you received when you received the Christian faith and were baptized in the name of the three divine persons. The promise which was then made to you was life everlasting. You do not need anyone to teach you. That is, you want not to be taught by any of these men who, under the pretense of imparting more knowledge to you, seek to seduce you, since you are sufficiently taught already, and have all knowledge and grace in the Church, with the unction of the Holy Ghost, which these new teachers have no share in. Unction here signifies the doctrine which they receive together with the Holy Ghost or Spirit of God, in which he exhorts them to remain as being sufficient for their instruction, and to make them avoid the new teachers of false doctrine. The Gospel from John chapter 1, verses 19 through 28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Haida Commentary. These men, who were priests and Levites, seem to have been sent and deputed by the Sanhedrin, or Great Council at Jerusalem, to ask of John the Baptist, who was then in great esteem and veneration, whether he was not their Messiah, who, as they knew by the predictions of the prophets, was to come about that time. John declared to them that he was not. To their next question, if he was not Elijah, he answered he was not, because in person he was not, though our Savior, in Matthew 11:14, says he was Elijah, that is, in spirit and office. Their third question was if he was a prophet. He answered no, yet Christ tells us he was a prophet, and more than a prophet. In the ordinary use only they were called prophets who foretold things to come. John then, with truth, as well as humility, could say he was not a prophet, not being sent to foretell the coming of the Messiah, but to point him out as already come, and present with the Jews. "There is one among you whom you do not recognize." John the Baptist, by these words which he spoke to the priests and Levites, did not mean to tell them that Jesus was either at the present time standing amongst them, or that he had ever been in the presence of the selfsame people, but they may be understood two different ways, either with regard to his divinity, and in that sense Jesus was always by his divine presence amongst them, or in regard to his humanity, either that he lived in the same country and among their countrymen, or that he had stood actually amongst them, because Jesus was accustomed yearly to go up to Jerusalem on the festival of the Pasch.